How did you even do that?
Yeah, but, how did you do that?
Oh my god. Won't let me get rid of it. The thing is, it won't let me get rid of it.
My god.
I guess I'm keeping it with the heart. Let's do it.
Keeping it with the heart.
Bigger?
Okay. Is that good?
That's fine.
It'll be a first, and there's a first for everything.
Here at Nikon Chill.
Salam, Chill Fam. Welcome to another episode of Nika and Chill. I'm here with three Muslim comedians you're going to want to keep an eye out on. Today, I've got two stars from the independent film Mehluba. This Palestinian and Iraqi duo are single and kinda ready to mingle. Check out the clip.
No.
Drink?
No.
Talk to other girls?
Not at the moment.
But at some point you did.
I mean, I feel like everyone has.
Do you pray?
Yeah.
All five. On time?
On time.
Even fajr. Oh.
Especially fajr.
Hey, good job, Mr. Khabraj.
Touch Arabi?
Okay, so I think this is the last one.
Oh, from, is it?
Yeah, because.
Yeah,
so
it is.
If you want to, like, you know. Just go see if you got more in the back, you know what I mean?
I have a better idea, actually.
Yeah, let me hear it.
There's like probably a bunch of employees in the back.
Yeah.
How about you just go, you ask them if they have any more, and I take this one.
Listen, the good news, there's good news.
Cool.
So I was watching this like YouTube video.
Sure.
And it was saying how like sometimes in life, you know, you don't always get what you want. And you know, and I think
crazy.
This is one of those moments for you.
Listen, if it's the last bottle of ghee, keep your hands off me. Okay, speaking of that yummy desi butter, I've got Pakistani comedian Sabeen, who has opened for none other than Hasan Minhaj. And just like America's favorite Indian, she too doesn't shy away from taboo topics like being single, brown, and Muslim. If you watch to the end, I'll give you the chai on how to meet her. Are you ready to Nika and Chill? Let's go. I am here with very attractively funny people you have likely seen somewhere on your timeline and quite potentially on your TV screens and local stages. First, we have Sabeen. Salam, how are you today?
I'm good.
Thank you again for coming. All right, guys. And when it comes to Mehluba, it's not just a famous, incredibly yummy dish. It's now a movie, which you can watch Rami starring in. The award-winning short film is streaming now on YouTube. And I must say, it has a heart-wrenching opening with a story worth the watch. Salam, brother. How are you doing today?
Thank you for that. That's very kind of you. You almost brought me to tears already, dude. What is it? Thank you so much. No,
it was so good. The improv, I reached out to you personally, just the improv, the energy of the cast. Oh, the guy scene at the hookah lounge. I was like, this was all improv, obviously.
It was very real. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Eunice was in it too. In the scene with the supermarket. I don't know if you remember that scene.
Oh,
that was
That's oh my goodness. No, that was it the ghee butter?
Yeah.
That's real. Listen, that's real. Cause listen, when it's the last bar of ghee, that was like, listen. So shouts out to Eunice, who's also a part of Mehluba. He's kind of in a dark heart vibe right now.
He's coming heels. Back.
Where are you?
That's what he's trying to tell us. But I gotta see this movie. I saw you guys. I saw all the stuff, and I'm really excited to watch it.
Thank you. Okay. I would love for you to know what you think. I would love that.
I'm gonna put it in description, but it's also free on YouTube. He's back. All right, you guys. Let's see. So to jump right into it, overall, we're all single. How would you guys, in one word, say single life is treating you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
That's so politically correct.
Any dates lately? Anyone go on a date lately?
Eunice did, actually.
Yeah. I'm constantly, you know, going on these dates. No, I think I'm moving with better intent now. I want to, like, you know, I'm tired of playing around now. Like, I'm like, hey.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay. Do you have siblings and are they married?
Yeah, I have two sisters. One of them is married. One of them is engaged. Okay. So I feel like they went about it the right way. They found their partner right away. I feel like I've just had a hard time finding normal dating partners. I keep dating toxic women, man. What's that? How do I? I mean, honestly, I think I'm toxic too. So it's like we're both toxic. So it's,
you're attracting toxic people. So then, if you were to say your dating life right in one word, what would that be?
Very toxic, very crazy, very like no sleep. I got a butt.
Yeah. What's your advice for me? No sleep. Like you get like too invested so that you're like you go like all in.
Like it's that. It's like I'm stressing. Like I'm going to bed. Like where is my partner? Is she cheating on me? It's like that.
He's an overthinker.
I think my word would be. Yeah. I don't know. I want to say complicated because I feel like I'm the type, right, where it's like when it's not working out, I'm the one that recycles. Like, let's just hit up the person that I'm most comfortable with. So it's not that I'm dating them, right? It's just I don't really trust anyone else. So I'm just going to hit them up. The catch is that he lives in Morocco.
Wow.
Fourth place. Not a day fiance.
And so it's been long distance for a long time. And literally yesterday, 3 a.m. my time, and I don't know, maybe 12 p.m. his time, he reaches out and he's like, don't send me any more videos and TikToks because I'll send him funny TikToks. He's like, we just need to like really wrap this up and like end. Because it's true. I was like, you can't have a complicated middle ground. It can't be a situationship. It just prolongs things. So I'm going to say complicated. Sabine, yellow, because we have to.
Okay, yeah, for sure. The first word was just tough. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's just, I don't know how else to say it. It's hard. Eunice was talking about it, I was like, oh yeah, intentional. Being intentional is something I have been doing with dating now, but there's just this, I don't know if I'm just part of the problem where it's like, I'll meet a guy and I'm like, I could do better. This isn't it. There's something better out there for me. Next one. And it's like, I'm finding myself just not even starting anything with anyone. I'm just constantly like, is this good? You know? And then it's tough to find a Muslim guy. There's just not a lot of options.
Yeah.
That's why I've been, Sabine, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you, because of this, I'm thinking I might convert to Christianity because our Muslim dating pool sucks, man. We gotta change it up.
It's so bad.
Y'all, dude. Listen. And y'all have no, I'm born and raised Muslim, but I'm born in America. So I like, this was my introductory to like Muslim men. I will very proudly say like Muslim men overseas, like I just prefer the moral compass. For y'all to say there's not, like you're going to convert and there's no options. Y'all could go back home and get the best wife ever. But also here, I just feel like I do think our sisters are top tier. So. But we gonna jump in because I can see that we could really go in a deep dive. Well, it ain't easy being single, and sometimes we all just need an icebreaker. So grab your kahwa or your chai. It's time for you to finish the sentence. The grossest habit I have is I have horrible allergies. So any man who knows me, like you might hear a little like blowing of the nose, and we might be FaceTiming and you might find a tissue here and there. They're just around. They're just
around. You got it on deck. You just had it ready.
It's my life.
I have one. Yeah. Okay. Grossest habit I have is if I'm in like a deep sleep, I will wake up with just drool on my pillow and on my face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've learned this.
Rami, I know it can get real over there. What's up? Come on, keep it 100.
Do I snore? Snore or something?
Okay, all right. Eunice, what about you?
Honestly, I feel like I'm the perfect guy. So,
I'll tell you. I live with this guy. I'll tell you.
And he wonders why he keeps attracting toxic women. All right. Grossest pickup line ever used or weirdest pickup line you've ever heard?
Oh, I got a good one, actually.
Okay, cool. Okay.
I remember this sophomore year of high school. I won't name the girl, but she came up to me and asked, she said, is your dad a terrorist? I was like, what? And she's like, because you're the bomb. And that was real. I was like, There's like so many other ways you could have hit on me, G. Like that shit was the weirdest. Cause for a second I was like, damn. I was like, do I know my dad? Like how? Like you know what I'm saying? I started thinking about
like,
it.
Like where's this going?
Yeah, I don't know. But that was that happened sophomore year.
I have some really good ones and I screenshot them on Hinge and then I forget about them. But one I had yesterday that I thought was so funny. This guy goes, "Hey, what up, chill Jasmine?" And I just started laughing.
Okay.
But literally, if you're wondering why you're getting toxic people, it's Hinge.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the good apps?
I mean, I know you don't want to try the Muslim. I'm sure you've already tried the Muslim dating apps. I just won't give up. Like, I know.
What is it called? The Salams app?
He's like, I don't that even one? Know what that one's called. Yeah, we're not. They didn't pay for this, so we're not gonna do it.
That's true.
But you can definitely Google it. Okay. If I could call one celeb to bail me out of jail, who would it be? It's Hasan Minhaj for me.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say Chris Evans, but that was just my my first thing because I have a huge crush on him. But yeah, I would love. Oh my God, Ryan Gosling. If he came, best day of my life. If he came and like bailed me out. Oh my God.
Ryan Gosling as Barbie or like Notebook Ryan Gosling?
Oh, Notebook Ryan Gosling.
Ooh,
I like Ken, but I love Notebook Ryan.
The moral of the story is, in this Nick Cat and Chill journey, nobody is perfect. And sometimes we have to pick our battles. It's time to play Wallahi, what's worst in a mate? Wallahi, what's worse? They don't go to Juma or they don't pray 5 times a day.
Ooh, I think maybe
5 times.
Not praying. Yeah, prayers.
5 times.
You gotta
I think that's the politically correct, right? We definitely have to say, because that's the more important thing. I feel like for me too, I would want them to, obviously, that's another reason why I would love to get married, because I would love a man to lead me in prayer, obviously. Like my Baba did it, my dad did it. Now I live alone, so it'd be nice. But I do love Juma. Like Juma, I really do enjoy it. I go to Isla LA and, you know, King Fahad, like I just go to some pretty lit masjids. So is that okay? Can everyone's like 5 prayers? Okay.
Yeah, 5 prayers.
Yeah.
Okay. Wallahi, what's worse, daily voice notes or daily calling? Calling for me.
I hate voice. Not that I prefer a phone call. So I think the daily voice notes. I don't know. Just like, just call me, man. I'm driving. Let's just talk it out.
I'm trying to FaceTime, man.
Yeah, FaceTime.
I don't have to listen to a 3-minute voice message. That's so funny. And then if you like mess up, you have to listen to the whole thing all over. Nah, hell no. Just call me or FaceTime. Let's talk it, you know?
Yeah, okay. Voice notes are worse. They are 100%. Because, like, I like the fact that they're trying with, like, you know, showing me their voice in both situations. But, like, a call for sure is the better one.
Okay, all right. Tells their family everything or tells you everything because, like, you're their only friend.
This is the thing, though. When you tell, when the family's not involved sometimes, like, if I don't tell my sister what's going on, I could, like, really get caught up in a toxic thing. But versus when you speak to your family and they're like, yo, get out of this. What are you doing? So I think, you know, I prefer everyone knows what's going on, so I'm safe.
Nah, I'm not with that. No, tell me everything. I don't feel like everybody has to know everything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm a very private guy, you feel me? So...
All right.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's like both of these are tough because, like, I don't know if I have the capacity to take on all your stuff. Like, I'm busy, but.
No, it's
you know
real.
What I mean? Like, excuse me. Like,
I feel that.
No. Like, but then I've also, you know, been on so many dates where a guy will, like, use me as therapy. And I'm a very comforting person. And so all of a sudden, he's just like, here's every trauma. And it's like, that will exhaust you.
No, it's so exhausting.
It's exhausting. So you know what? On this one, tell your family.
Tell your family, child. Let your family be your friend.
I'll still love you.
Yes. Okay. Has opposite sex friends, or once again, you're their main friend, their only friend. Are you cool with them having opposite gender friends? I am, but like I need to know them, right? Women have intuition. We know that like side eye, like she kind of likes you, you know what I mean? So
I'd be skeptical. I'm with you on that because you can have opposite sex friends, but like I kind of, for me, my instinct is like, don't have so many one-on-ones, have like a group hang if she's gonna be there or if there's another woman there. Like, it just, to me, it's uncomfortable to see my guy with a one-on-one with a woman, if that makes
and
sense.
I know Muslim men, y'all don't usually like your girls. I mean, you friends, it's like, that's not your brother.
You know what it is? This might sound weird, but it's like, it's the new friends. Like, when once you meet your partner and you meet their friends, or you know everyone, it's like when new people, opposite sex, gender, what is it? What's it like, opposite gender start coming, like, who is this girl? Who is this guy? Like, I start questioning the new people. The new guy that's like, oh, he's a new guy that's working
he's
with
a coworker like, oh, or something. His hairline is short. Hell no, you're not hanging out. If he's shorter than me and he has a worse hairline than me, then okay.
I'm like, who is this new coworker named John? And he's really tall and he has blue eyes. Hold on, let me see what this guy is. Like, you know.
Oh, you're not hanging out with my girl. You understand me, dude? And that's just the way. If you hoop, you know what I'm saying? If you're athletic, you're not. No way. There's like certain things that you have to implement.
So true. It's so true. I'm happy that you're considerate about the fact that it's like, you know what? He could be a real friend if he's not competition. Then be friends with him, because that takes a confident person. It takes a confident man.
Inshallah, by now you've given this a thumbs up and you're ready to subscribe, because this nikah doesn't have to end here. Plus, there's always more ways to chill, like grabbing our exclusive nikah and chill merchandise. Check out our halal phone card holders and our new nikah and chill couples journal. Jazakallah khair, fam.
You can catch Sabine at the New York Comedy Club performing her live stand-up Halal Crop Top. I love that name. September 10th.
Yeah. Thank you for announcing that. Yeah. I'll be recording it September 10th at 5 and 7 p.m. at New York Comedy Club. And I'm super, super excited. It'll be my first hour.
Girl, that is so amazing. So, wallahi, what's worse? Splitting the bill or never treats with the bill? Never fully treats he or she. How do you feel if she's just always making you pay, or what's worse, her splitting the bill? Like, a lot of guys also don't want a woman to like pick up anything.
I don't mind. Like, I don't mind covering the bill. Like, even with my friends, like me and Rami, we always argue who's paying. Like, it feels cool, but like, yo, this is on me. If she wants to pay and it's like, no, Eunice, it's your birthday, or oh, it's what, then I'm like, yeah. And if she wants to split, because some women like, hey, they want to split. They, oh, you're not going to pay for me. I respect that too. Whatever works. And then, yeah, you know what I mean? But as a human, it feels cool to just be like, yo, guys, this is all on me. Even if it's like, you know, I don't know. It's just a cool feeling.
I'm sorry, and I think I already asked, you have sisters?
I have sisters, yeah. I grew up with all sisters.
Okay, and you, how about you, Rami? Do you have sisters?
I have one sister, yeah.
How would you feel like if she came home and was like, I did pay half, or I did pay the full? Like, do you feel like you would tell her, hey, it's okay to pay sometimes, or?
I mean, I don't know. This is the thing. Honestly, I feel like men are lost now. Like, we don't know what to do anymore. But yeah. I always pay. That's just kind of what I do. I always pay. Like, I will always pay. I've always paid. I always will. But, like, if occasionally, like, let's say, like, a girl will surprise you, be like, oh, it's already, I went while you were in the bathroom, I paid for it. I'll be like, okay, that was nice of you. But, like, I will never knowingly allow that to happen. You feel me? Like,
yeah, I'll pay. And so, I do think there is, I feel like it is definitely situation by situation. Another thing about the overseas guys, like, they just, I found that they will not let you pay for anything. Yeah. Like,
are the overseas guys like sponsoring this podcast?
Yes, we're seeking sponsors.
The Moroccan Jew is totally sponsoring
child.
But like, honestly, I think that Rami was right. Men are insane right now. I think that they should be paying the bill, and it's a lot worse if they ask me to split. That's how,
but
I,
you know what though? There's sometimes where like you'll try to pay and then they'll be like, no, I could do whatever. I'm a woman. Or you're insulting me by paying. And then I'm like, well, then what do you want? They're like, I don't understand what to do. So this is why.
And so my thing is, I feel like that's an independent woman who for some reason feels like she doesn't want to give up that power. She's basically showing you that she don't really see you as a provider. I feel like, because I don't think there's a woman out there that would be offended. You know, she should be like, yeah, no, I got it this time.
What do you prefer? Like, is it a red flag? Like, definitely first date.
She wants someone to pay for everything. The overseas guy. She wants the, of course.
I think it's a love language thing. For me, generosity is my love language. So I'm just naturally giver, but then I realize they don't deserve it.
Yeah, because there's, you know, other than paying, there's generous in other ways too. Like, I remember I dated a girl who like wouldn't like it's her food. She's like, hey, can I get a bite? She's like, no, you can't get a bite. It's my food. Like, I'm like excited about money. It's like generous. Like, just yo, give me a bite of the chicken nugget or something. You know what I mean? Like, generous could be in many ways.
Venice loves chicken nuggets, by the way.
I do love chicken nuggets. Think about this. This was 5 years ago, and I'm still mad about the chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I think that like when I think about what I want on a date, why is it important for him to like just pay for it all? It's just care. Like, I want to see the care. Like, I want to know that like there, you do you care about me? Do you want this? Like, it's almost like a way of being like, yeah, I'm in, let's go. Like,
now I have a question.
Yeah.
Let's say you first start dating, he's making bread, everything's on him. You're dating for like 2 years, and then all of a sudden he like goes through financial distress, he loses his business, and he's like, yo, I need you to pay just for these next few months, like get back on my feet. Do you lose respect for him, or do you go, I can't, like, what do you guys do in that situation? Now the table's turned and you have to go to work and, you know, and like, you know, pay for his expenses, his, you know, for a few months.
I think he's proven himself for 2 years. I mean, I think that that's understandable, and hopefully she wasn't just there for that aspect, but you're absolutely right. I think 2 years, let's inshallah be married and not toxic. Still, still swiping on Hinge and stuff. But what do you think, Sabine? Like,
I agree. I think that he's proven himself. That's a great question. I think that he's proven himself for the past 2 years. He's like, I want to support you. I want to be with you. And he's, you know, invested. So I would also want to show my investment as well. But also like 2 years, why aren't we married? I'd be like, that's my question. I'd be like, what's going on here?
It's because you're not a Hinge. Wallahi, what's worse, major introverts or major extroverts? Major introverts is definitely worse for me. Major introverts, I've been with one. I met him over pandemic, and so he only got to know me like when everything's locked down and it's like we're just hanging out and everything's quiet. And then when things opened up, he saw how extrovert I said we would be at, you know, events, and he would literally be in the back like by himself, and I'm like entertaining the room. Everyone's so excited that I like have brought someone around, and I'm like, yeah, now you're being weird. So they think it's like weird that I'm with someone who like can't. And he's so cool. He's so cool, but yet he can't allow himself. Yeah, he's so shy.
It's okay. That's
I think major introvert. No, I can't.
Well, but like with you, when he's talking to you, does it like play out in some way? Is he like more reserved?
He's a writer. He's a songwriter. So he's like, he can channel that extrovertedness, but he's just one of those people where it's got to be the right day, the right time. So
is this guy from overseas?
He is.
I was trolling, I swear. I was not even serious.
Yeah, I think major introverts, I don't like that either. I like somebody who's more outgoing. And so it's like, especially, you know, we're always like, I'm a person that loves people and love being out and about. So it's like, if my partner is like, I'm staying in. Oh, I don't want to dance. I don't want to talk to anybody. It's like annoying, you know?
Also, being a public figure, you guys kind of have to have someone who's patient and understanding of like the fact that you're going to be very social. My thing with, you know, you, Eunice, I'm like, what if she's just as social and she's like out talking to a bunch of people? Does that not trigger you at all? Like you.
No, I think once I'm secure and like I trust, once there's trust in the relationship, I really am not the guy that's like, all it's just matters. Once you get like, yeah, it's like when you get cheated on, you forgive them, and then you're like, all right, I don't know, you know, that's where it gets, you know, where is she at right now? Is she cheating on me right now?
Have you talked to a Muslim, Eunice? Have you ever?
Yeah, the girl that cheated on me was Muslim. You know, that's what's crazy. I got done dirty by my own people, man. And we were both refugees too. I'm like, you can't do this to another refugee. Like, come on, man. Like,
what the heck? Socially, yeah, I'm extroverted, but I'm also introverted. Mm-hmm. So I would be okay with someone who's like, I want to stay in. But like, he'd have to want to go out with me, like, and do fun activities still. But yeah. I wouldn't be like, you need to socialize every night with me. We need to go out.
That's
and like
fair.
Other people in a relationship like that. Yeah, I'd want my person to be more on the social side. So maybe major introvert isn't the right move.
Wallahi, what's worse, trick or treats or costume parties? Are we into Halloween? Because I am.
Yes.
Halloween parties are fun.
I've never been to a Halloween party, man.
You gotta go.
I've never been invited to a costume party in my life, and I'm calling everybody out.
We need to get a host in LA.
We got to bring him out. The thing is, though, the costume, what your partner tells you to wear as a costume is right. That's what makes or breaks it for me. Like, I remember one girl told me I have to wear, like, a cop's uniform. And I was like, yeah, I can't be repping the ops in public. Like, you know what I mean? So you got to.
What was she being?
She wanted to be, like, the prisoner person. And then she wanted, me to, like, have the handcuffs on her the whole night. And I was like. I don't want to do this.
This seems like a different story. You're talking about a party, rather, in public. You know what? At second thought, I don't want to be invited to costume parties. I think
costume party is worse because I really want to go trick-or-treating again. Like, I wish I was a kid and I could just go get candy from strangers. I know it sounds terrible, but, like, where the candy was all safe, I would be like, give me all the candy.
I was obsessed with mermaids, like, back from the original Little Mermaid. So I have, like, the real I have a mermaid fin. Went trick-or-treating, and they were like, these candies, like, people were like, this candy's for the kids. And I'm like, do you not see this outfit? Like, I was mad that they didn't want to give me candy because I was older. Just because I'm older, I don't like candy.
I know, I feel that.
I'm not supposed to like candy anymore. Like, this is how much I love candy. Like, I keep candy on deck, okay?
Wow. What's your favorite candy?
Probably Twix or...
Twix is fire.
I also love overseas candy.
Oh, here we go.
No, for real.
Back to overseas again.
No, listen. The Turkish delights, but also this. Y'all be in them hookah spots. No, I have
that. Okay.
Y'all be in them hookah spots. I found this at a hookah spot. This is good chocolate candy.
Buenos Isn't it like German? Is Bueno German or something?
I think it is. So good. Look.
Oh my God. Stop it.
I'm big into gummy bears. I have the big gummy bears too. That's like my.
Listen. Okay, so ladies, you know the way to Eunice's heart. Look, we're going to get hooked up. Lahi, what's worse? Wants four wives, right? Is okay with four wives or wants four kids? What's worse? They're like, here we're getting into it now.
Wants four wives. I don't want that. I don't want my man to be like, yeah, I could use three more. What? I'd be like, excuse me. I thought things were good.
almost no. I have been pretty honest about the fact that, like, if you are able to treat us evenly, I have met some sisters that I would be totally down, would be like my real sister, you know? I feel like when you get older, you're just like, you know what? If he can take care of us and I can have my space and you're gone for a week and then you're back, doesn't sound so bad. But I feel like I prefer that over four kids because I don't want to have to take care of four kids. But what about you guys?
I'm trying to have an army, dude. I want kids. I want like a group of, I want a starting lineup. I want a bench. Like I want a lot of, I'm Palestinian. We have to repopulate. We have to really, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We gotta, it is what it is, dude. I want kids. I want a lot of kids.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for it. Hey, why can't we have both? You know what I mean? No. No. I think four kids for sure. I want to have a lot of kids in the future. I love kids. I don't want to. I think having one partner for now seems legit.
Do you guys know anyone that does have multiple wives? Do you guys?
Oh, of course. I do. Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
So you have seen it work. You do see the beauty in it, or no?
You have to have a lot of money. I've never seen a broke guy pull it off. Unless you're cheating.
Yeah, broke boys cannot be talking. I love, because it's always the broke boys that say it, too. You know I'm alone.
Yeah, always.
Pay for this one real quick. Before.
I'm like, you know what? Guys do
it is just cheating. That's all. They're just cheating at that point, you know?
Oh, my God.
Right.
I'd rather have four kids. The thing is, like, I'll definitely be having some nannies in my life. I'm not about to take care of everything. Like, I mean, I've nannied for years. I love children to death. So I'm very into that. I want to have so many kids, but it takes a village and a nanny to help, you know, yeah. I have a friend and he has, maybe 3 or 4 wives, and he has explained it to me, and I was never, I mean, I'm still not open to the idea for myself personally, but I respect it. I get it. You know, he's providing for everyone and he does make a lot of money. So mm-hmm. that's how it works. And all the wives are down.
I do need to be wife number one. I need to be wife number
one. So you're open to your husband having multiple wives, but you have to be first place.
I need to be number one. And I don't want someone, I would hope, see, my type of man would want to give his time evenly. So more than likely he can't do 4. So I would think it would be one other or two. Wow. It's like maybe the one overseas, right? And then I'm America.
Whoa. Yeah, that's.
I know I'm crazy. I know I'm different. I know I'm different.
Have you ever considered moving overseas?
Of course. Yeah. If I could speak French, I would have been in Morocco, you know? I'm considering Dubai. I've been to Dubai already. So we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, because I can't do America.
If Iraq was doing better, I could recommend some places in Iraq, but.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go to London. I know it's, I don't know.
Like the vibe there. Okay, well, Lahi, what's worse? Marrying a public figure or someone who just hates social media?
I would rather date a girl who's low-key, like not a public figure. She's just, you know? Yeah, I think I want, you know, lately, like in the future, I think it would be cool to, like, I could go out, do shows, comedy, whatever, but then, like, my wife is just, like, a nurse or something, or doctor or something, you know, just chill. It just, that way I could differentiate it and you could have balance a little bit, but when you're both public figures, I feel like, what if she starts like killing it more than me? And I'm like, what the hell? Like, you know, I become like the trophy husband or something. And now I'm like washing dishes again and back to. But I would prefer to have a low key marriage.
I've had it already where I've had like a couple guys just be like, one Muslim guy was like, yeah, I just, you're great and you're practicing, but your public figure and I can't do it. Like, I don't want what comes with that. And I was so upset. I was no, I'm just a person. And he was not about it. He was like, no, I mean, you're online, you're doing comedy. And I just don't want that kind of a life. And that really hurt. I have phases where I'm like, I'm never going to date anyone that's in the industry, actor, writer, any of this stuff. And then I was like, wait, why not? And I think that I'm just kind of open to what Allah sends me. Like, I'm just open to it because I don't know. How could I know?
Yeah, I feel the same. I'm like, we think we know what we want, but we really don't know what we want. We know what we like, right? But we don't know who's best for us. Okay, well, Lahi, what's worse? Not very attractive or just not very smart? Would you rather someone?
Yeah. You cannot be with a dummy, man. Astaghfirullah. Like, can't. Like, men or women. You can't. If someone is. Look, I don't even think I'm that smart. If you're dumber than me, G. Like, if you're dumber than Chicago Public Schools, if you're low, like, I'm sorry, dude. What are we doing, dude? What are we doing? I'm not saying solve for X, but, dude, you gotta keep up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know, that's the thing, though, is like sometimes the super hot ones are, you know, they don't have to be too smart. They kind of rely on, especially in LA, you know, they can kind of rely on their looks. But yeah, I want to learn from my partner. I want to feel like they teach me stuff and I teach them stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's if not too smart, that's way worse. Because like I will, if a guy is hot and there's nothing behind it, then I will lose attraction so quickly.
Yeah,
like,
Eunice. It's something tells me.
Okay. But you know what it is? It's because I'm on the end of, like, I feel like I'm the attractive guy and I'm dumb. So, like, you know, all right, I'm joking. That was obviously.
No, but something tells me that you would rather swipe right to a hot girl who's not that smart. Stop fronting.
Can I tell you something? Eunice loves smart.
Okay. I love deep convos. Looks for me are, like, maybe third on the list. I think, like. First would be like, yo, can I genuinely like talk to this girl? And we had like some cool conversations. Like, what book did you read? I'm like that type of guy. I'm like, I like books and like, I like going to the museums, art museums. I want an artsy girl. Like, I know I was joking earlier, but about like low key or high key. Like, I think for me, like a dream partner would be like, she's an artist in some way, whether she paints or does ceramics or something. Like, you know, if she's big, like everyone's buying her artwork, that'd be cool. If not, you know, that's like my dream girl.
Yeah,
it looks fade. You know, sometimes style is better than looks. Like, somebody could look really good, but then like I don't like their style or their energy or their, You know what I mean? So looks is like fourth on the list. Like it's
I love think, that you know yeah. that looks fade, you know? Spends too much money or is just cheap AF?
It depends.
I don't know. I think is cheap AF. It's worse. I don't know. To me, it's a I've had certain people in my life that are like that, and it just gives me the ick right away. Like, just give more, please. Give money away. Like,
I'm too frugal, so I need to be with the person that like spends a little bit more.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have somebody spend more, and we're both in debt than for her not to spend at all.
It's always the people who have money that are the cheapest.
That's true.
They're always the cheapest people, man. And these, you know. But I don't know. I don't want to spend on stupid stuff either, though. Like, even if I have millions of dollars, I feel like I'm not going to buy, like, a jetpack or something. Like, it's fine. You know, like, we can live in a nice house. But, no, cheap, like, if you're a cheap dude, like, especially, like, Autumn, we're not, I don't know. Like, my dad would screw me around. If I was ever cheap, like, my dad would, you know, with my wife or something, my dad would, he will find out somehow and he'll be there. Like, he'll be like, what are you doing? And so I would to avoid that.
And I feel like there's also the difference between like being cheap and then being like the difference between people who spend money and people that are materialistic. Like I
can't have that either.
Like I remember like I went on a date with a girl and she was like, like if you had $1 billion, would you buy me a Lamborghini or something? I was like, no, even if I had it, that's just stupid. Like I'll buy it if it's like, cause I'd rather put my money, like I'll spend millions on like, I'll donate it. I'll like, you know, we could, I just don't like material. Like if that's just all you care about, I'm like, I don't like. You know?
I'm the same way, yeah. I'm not. I don't like the materialistic stuff.
Yeah.
Wallahi, what's worse, smokes hookah or smokes hashish, weed?
I would say weed. I don't feel like I know some people. They just it calms their anxiety or it's like really great for them. But I've had certain friends that are like constantly smoking weed, and when they just slow down, and then I feel like I just can't have a conversation anymore.
Would you say that potheads is where you draw the line, or would you say just weed in general?
It depend on the person, but like I'm definitely not a pothead. Like I'm not anywhere close to that. I can't handle
it. Like think of Ryan Gosling smoking weed, but then he's like hanging out with you on a balcony in the beach, like, but it's overseas. Like
he can do whatever he wants. He gets a pass. He can be a pothead. It's okay. It's fine.
I don't smoke, so I don't want any smoke around me.
Okay.
I've dated a girl who was a super big pothead, and honestly, they're really quiet. They're just like
that's what I'm saying. So quiet.
Like nothing's going on. Like it's just like, you know. So it's like I think it's okay if you smoke, but if you're a super pothead, it is hard to be a super pothead. But it's like there's people that I have to smoke before I eat, smoke before I sleep, smoke like if it's that too much. But if you're just here and there, a casual smoker, it's fine.
I love the honesty. Wallahi, what's worse, swiping or approaching potential mates?
Ooh, swiping. Oh my God, I wish someone would just approach me.
Yeah.
I feel
it's more comfortable now, I think, with technology. I feel like people are just more comfortable doing the text, the DM. Like, you almost want to see someone's Instagram to get the vibe of who they are first, but I would love to be, and I think it's creating spaces where you can be approached. Like in LA, Ramadan is like the time where you like will meet a bunch of people at the same time and you can make friends and stuff, you know? So
I should have fasted this Ramadan then, man. I didn't know this.
You really should have. No, it was like, it was actually so lit. It was honestly amazing. Yeah.
Hey, we're fasting next year.
We're all fasting, okay?